Brian was preparing his canoe to go to school. Every day, he had to paddle more than a kilometer to get there. It had rained all night, and the river was very high. His mother had recommended that he should be careful since the current was strong. He was about to start rowing when he saw his father coming back from fishing, and although he was glad to see him, he was worried, so he decided to approach him to talk.
Hello, son. Good morning. Are you ready to go to school?
Yes, Dad, but I saw that you looked worried. Is everything okay?
Yes, son. I didn't catch anything while I was out fishing. Some time ago, you knew that in some months, the sea was calm, and other times, it was strong. But now, with the changes in climate from time to time, we no longer experience this clear difference. You no longer know when it will be a good time to go fishing. Also, the water is so warm, the reefs out here are all white, and of course, all the fish have gone looking for cooler waters.
Oh man, I am so sorry, Dad. Hopefully tomorrow you can have a better catch.
Brian said goodbye to his father, feeling sad for him and not knowing how to help him. It was difficult for him to cross the river since the current was very strong. Upon arriving to his school, he noticed that none of his classmates were there. He thought it must have been because of the strength of the current, since he knew that most of them lived far away.
Brian, good morning. I thought I would have no students today. The river current was very strong.
Good morning, teacher. Yes, I almost didn't make it. The current was very strong, and it's just starting to rain again.
Yes, Brian, the weather is crazy. Just last week, the sun was very hot, and now it has been raining for almost a week. The weather is mad. Look, Brian, I can't teach classes just for you. So if you want to go ahead with the homework for next week, you can do that. It's going to rain anyway. You can't go home right now.
Look, teacher, maybe instead of classwork, you can help me solve a question.
Let me know what's your question.
See, my dad told me today that he couldn't catch anything. He says the sea is getting warmer and the fish are going elsewhere. Do you know why that happens?
It's because of something called climate change, Brian. Many of the things that are happening now are because of that, and they cause more than what you said. Corals are dying too. The increase in rainfall, the severe seasons of drought and heat, the warming of the water in the oceans, the increase in sea level. All of that has to do with climate change.
But why is my dad the only one affected? Well, I don't see that climate change is affecting you or anyone else in town.
You know what? Just because of what you just said, I'm going to give you an extra task.
Oh, no, sir. Please, teacher, don't be like that.
Look, when it stops raining, go downtown to talk to people and ask them how their business is doing and write down everything they tell you and we'll review it tomorrow, okay?
Okay, teacher.
Brian waited for hours for the rain to stop. He didn't know exactly what to ask the townspeople. He was nervous and worried, thinking climate change was something bigger than he thought and could affect more people.
This education program is brought to you by the Smart Coast Project, led by the World Wildlife Fund in collaboration with the Coastal Zone Management Authority and Institute. This project is part of the International Climate Initiative from the German government.